January 27th, getting in step. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Last night I seemed to be standing before a large number of people who were not united. One would stand back while another desired to go forward. They were not standing in unity one with another. I saw a heavenly being appear before them and heard him say, "Come into line. No one is fighting a battle on his own charges. The master of assemblies says, 'Come into line.'" After this, I did not go to sleep again. I wondered whether in this meeting our brethren were coming into line. It is often very difficult for a large group of workers to come into full harmony with one another. But everyone is to come into line and fill his appointed place. May God help his servants to do this, is my prayer. Although some may have followed their own way for a time, it is possible for them to return and get into line. The Lord sees it is not best for his children to be allowed to do as they please and refuse to unite with their brethren who view matters somewhat differently from the way in which they may view them. There are some who do not readily respond to the invitation to forsake their own way and come into harmony with God's way. They prefer to follow a way of their own choosing. Those who wish to do so have the privilege of continuing to walk in their own unconsecrated way, but the end of that way is sorrow and destruction. The Lord has men of his appointment whom he will use in his work so long as they allow themselves to be used in accordance with his good pleasure. He can never use anyone who is seeking to humble someone else. Humble yourselves, brethren. When you do this, it is possible for holy angels to communicate with you and place you on vantage ground. Then your experience, instead of being faulty, will be filled with happiness. Seek to relate yourselves in harmony with God's leadings, and then you will be susceptible to the movings of his Holy Spirit. The Lord is coming. The end of all things is at hand. There remains but little time in which to develop character. Manuscript 47, January 27, 1910. Come into line.